A plane crashed in New York City shortly after 9 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. The plane was an American Airlines Flight 587 departing Kennedy Airport, headed to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It was a twin-engine Airbus A300 with a seating capacity of 275. Thick black smoke could be seen miles away from the crash site. All major airports in New York were closed following the crash. The crash came 2 months and a day after terrorists hijacked 4 planes and attacked the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. NPR's Larry Abramson joins me now. What else do we know?
Bob, this was, as you said, American Airlines Flight 587. It was scheduled to leave JFK Airport in New York at 8 in the morning. It left 38 minutes late, and shortly thereafter it came down in this neighborhood of Queens, which we can see is on fire right now. We don't know exactly how many houses or buildings are on fire, but as we've discussed, there's a lot of jet fuel in a plane when it's taking off, and it's going to cause quite a problem for firefighters trying to put this out. As you said, this plane was headed for Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It was supposed to get there about 4 hours from now, but it didn't get very far. And this is an Airbus A300, and of course it was from American Airlines. American lost 2 planes in the attacks on New York City and the Pentagon in Pennsylvania just a couple months ago.
Representative Gary Ackerman is a Democrat who represents Queens in the United States Congress. Congressman, good morning.
Well, it's not really a good morning, but let's say hello.
What more have you heard about this?
Well, it appears from what we're hearing right now that there are 4 houses that are on fire. Large response from the police and fire and emergency service community. People are coming in from all over, and of course the neighborhood is blocked off. There are a number of helicopters that are presumably military helicopters that are circling the general area right now, and all aviation in and around New York has stopped.
Describe the neighborhood for me, if you would.
That's the Bell Harbor section of the Rockaways. The exact street of location, I believe, is Beach 130th. It is a very solid, middle-class neighborhood, all private, single-family, detached houses with nice small lawns, hardworking people. Ironically enough, the kind of neighborhood that you would find a lot of police officers and firemen actually living in.
Have you received any sort of briefing on this crash today?
No, not as yet, and I think it's kind of early, other than to know what's happening as it happens. We've not heard of any other reports of any other airlines in any type of problematic situation anywhere in the country. And we don't know that this is a mechanical or other kind of failure or anything relating to the terrorist attacks that that took place 2 months and a day ago.
And you haven't heard from the Federal Aviation Administration?
No, we've not. And I don't know that they know of anything too much to report at this time either. You know, one of the concerns that that people immediately have, of course, this coming so close on the heels of the hijacking and the terrible crashes that we witnessed about 9 weeks ago, people are trying to figure out, and some have, you know, automatically would jump to the conclusion that this is somehow related to that, and that's an unfair conclusion at this time. What is fair to say is that people are concerned, and appropriately concerned, about the widely heralded problem that when you put luggage into a plane, it doesn't really get checked the way you think it gets checked. You know, when you carry on your attaché case or a small carry-on piece of luggage, they turn your socks inside out. You know, I've been on 2 flights already that they take your pen apart if it's inside. But when you put it through the luggage check and check it into the belly of the plane, your chances are 15 out of 100, you know, or 15% that any given piece of luggage is going to be checked. So it's like playing Russian roulette. With possibly 5 of the chambers loaded and 1 of them blank, if somebody wanted to figure those kinds of odds. And I'm not saying that this is anything of that nature, but that is something that we have to, in the current system that we're dealing with, even though this may be totally unrelated to that, that has to be fixed nonetheless.
Well, the FAA has closed all major airports in the New York area, and the city has shut down the tunnels and bridges into the city.
Yeah, well, this is being done automatically as a precautionary measure. Not knowing at this time, it's better to err on the side of safety and precaution. Some of our bridges and tunnels have been closed down in order to get emergency vehicles to the site. The Verrazano Bridge from Staten Island to Brooklyn, Staten Island also being a place where a lot of emergency uniformed and other workers live, the lower level was closed down. Now both levels have been closed down. But of course, closing all of the airports and all of the bridges and tunnels right now is just a precaution in case it turns out that this is something more than terrible expression, but a garden variety kind of plane disaster.
Congressman, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Gary Ackerman is a Democrat who represents Queens in the U.S. Congress. Larry Abramson?
Well, there's so much we don't know right now. It's very frustrating, of course, particularly in the current climate. But we can talk a little bit about what we know will happen next. The FAA, of course, is not going to assume anything went on. They're going to start an investigation. And, of course, we all know one of the things they look for when a plane crash like this happens is they look for the black boxes, the voice recorder that will have recorded any cockpit conversations between the pilots that might have been going on in a case like this. Where you have a plane taking off, there very well could be some indications on that recorder as to what was going wrong. And then, of course, there is a data recorder that might tell them whether there was something wrong with the setting of the plane's flaps, for example, which brought down a plane many, many years ago outside of Detroit, or whether there was, in fact, an engine failure. We've heard eyewitness reports that one of the plane's engines fell off before it crashed. That, of course, could be catastrophic, particularly at takeoff. But it's important to remember that often when eyewitnesses see something that is as traumatic as this, it's easy to confuse whether you saw flame before or after the crash happened, whether you saw debris falling before or afterwards. Those eyewitness reports are interesting sometimes, but they don't really form much of a basis for the investigation that the FAA will be doing.
NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you.